This is WSKG News. At a hearing on expanded voting held by the New York Assembly, advocates argued the state needs to join other states that offer some kind of extended voting. Karen DeWitt has more.
New York State has among the lowest voter turnout rates in the country, ranking 46th out of 50th in the 2014 statewide elections, which included the race for governor. 33 other states offer some form of expanded voting hours or early voting. The New York State Bar Association's John Nona, testifying before the Assembly Elections Committee hearing, says it's time that New York caught up.
Very difficult to dispute the fact that New York has not kept pace with the rest of the country with respect to the exercise of the right to vote and voting procedures.
The Bar Association recommends that voting begin 1 week before Election Day. That's a smaller amount of time than in most states that already have early voting. But he says the weekend before Election Day is crucial to allowing working people the time to cast their ballot. He says it would also boost turnout. And the Bar Association recommends registering young people to vote before they are old enough to be eligible by going into high schools and signing up 16 and 17-year-olds.
The experience in other states and countries indicates that pre-registration of young people before they're 18 will significantly increase voter participation in that younger age group, and we can do it through the schools.
Susan Lerner with the government reform group Common Cause also testified at the hearing. She says New Yorkers with friends and relatives in other states that have early voting can't understand why they can't have the same privileges.
Why can my mother-in-law in Ohio vote at her convenience on a Sunday, and here in New York, where we're supposed to be a forward-thinking state, we have a very limited time in which to vote?
She says in Governor Cuomo's 2013 State of the State message, he called for expanded voting. She says now his administration needs to come up with the funds to carry it out because local governments can't afford to do it on their own. Assembly Democrats have passed a one-house bill to allow early voting in New York, but it's never been approved in the state Senate. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says many politicians believe it's safer for their chances to be reelected under the present system when only a small number of their core supporters come to the polls.
That's what they want, or just their voters. They don't want the general population. They just want their voters to come out, so they don't make it easy for everybody to vote.
New York does offer an opportunity to register to vote at Department of Motor Vehicle offices. Common Cause recommends combining the voter registration form with the driver's license applications, as states including Oregon and California have done. They say that would make it even easier to register to vote. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.